The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korban.
מתניתים, קופתת, אחד קדשים כשרים, ואחד קדשים פסולים. אוקיי, what is the קורבן is כשר? What is the קורבן is פסול? שהיה פסולן בקודש. They became פסול in the עזרה. Now the law is like this, look at the sheet. Once they become פסול in the קודש, if you put them on the מזבח, the laws you don't take them down. Don't put them on the מזבח. But since they became pasul already in the Kodesh, imalu lo yirdu, she says. So therefore, it's considered already viable. And she says, karinam be, vechayavin alein b'chutz. And therefore, since they're ra'uy for the Mizbeach, you're going to be chayav b'chutz. Rule, you're only chayav on chutz if it's shayach to go on the Mizbeach. So these are shayach to go on the Mizbeach. וקריבן בחוץ חייב המעלה כזית מן העולה ומן האמורים בחוץ חייב. Let's say outside you need a כזית, but let's say you did a כזית from the עולה מן האמורים, but the כזית was a blend of meat of the עולה and אמורים of the עולה. Meat of the עולה is the regular meat that normally is eaten by other קורבנות. The אמורים is normally the fats that normally go on the Mizbeach. In an Olah, since everything goes on the Mizbeach, there's no difference between meat and Emurim. Therefore, they can both be mitzaref to a Kezayit to be Hayav on Ha'ala'a Bechutz. Ha'ala'a Bechutz is only Hayav a Kezayit of stuff that belongs on the Mizbeach. By Olah, since everything belongs on the Mizbeach, so you can make the blend of Emurim and Basar. Look at that sheet. המעלה כזה מן העולם מן האמורים חצי זית מזה וחצי זית מזה חייב בכל הכליל. Since the whole thing goes to the Mizbeah, it doesn't matter if it's basar or it's emurim. Again, emurim are the normal parts that go on the Mizbeah, the chedib and so on and so forth. The basar is the regular meat that's normally eaten by another korban. Basar eaten by Allah. So therefore, what do I care if it's hatsi this, hatsi that? Everything goes on the Mizbeah anyway. So if you ma'aleh that outside the Mizbeah, outside the Azara, you're going to be hayab. Hatsi. Yehuda says, Ahat al-Rabbanan, Asher Ya'ale Ola Ozaba. The pasuk over here is talking about what? That any korban that you bring outside, you're going to be chayav. But the pasuk says ola, ola or zabah. Eli ela ola. It says ola in the pasuk. Minayin lerabot emure asham, vemure haptat, vemure kavshe kadashim, vemure kadashim kalim. How do you know other korbanos also chayav? Tamud lomar zabah. Good. Zabah comes to include other items as well. מיניים לרבות הקומס והלבונה והקטורת ומנחת כהנים ומנחת כהן משיח והמנסק שלישית או שלושת לוגים יין או שלושת שוגים מים. How do you know all the other stuff that's not meat? Let's review all the cases. You have קומס, that's the קומס of the מנחה. You have the קטורת, קטורת is the spices. What else you have? Lebona, that's the frankincense that goes in the I went out of order. Frankincense that goes in the Minha. Ketoret is the spices. Minhat Kohanim, that's the Minha the Kohanim brings. Minhat Kohen Mashiach, that's the Kohen that he brings a special Minha every single day. The Minasech, Shirosha Loget Yain, or three logs of wine that go on the Mizbeah, or three logs of water that go on the Nisukhamayim. How do you know that these items, they're not meat? How do you know these items also, if you brought them outside, you're going to be Hayav Tamud Lomar? Ben Petah Oel Moed. לא יביאנו כל הבא לפתח אוהל מועד חייבים עליו בחוץ. You didn't bring it in front of Ohen Moed. Anything that's supposed to be brought in front of Ohen Moed, and you didn't, you're going to be hayav on. So you hayav even on non-meat items. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'en li ela kadashim kasherim." So far I only know that if the kadashim are kasher, minayin rabot pesulim. How do I know that even if the animal, if the meat became pasud, you're going to be chayav? Kegon halan. Lan meaning dina. The meat expired. Right? The time passed. It went overnight. ויוצא, או let's say when outside the Al-Zara, והתמה, הוא became תמה, ושנשחט חוץ לזמנו וחוץ למקומו, או let's say פיגול, it was slaughtered חוץ לזמנו, to come out to eat it past this time, or to bring it, or to eat it outside of its place, ושקבלו פסולים, או let's say פסולים received the blood, וזרקו את דמו, or they sprinkled its blood, וניתנים למטה, שנתנו למעלה, וניתנים למעלה, שנתנו למטה, or you sprinkled the blood in the wrong place, the stuff is supposed to sprinkle up, you sprinkle down, the stuff is supposed to sprinkle below the line, you sprinkle above the line, וניתנים בחוץ, שנתן בפנים, כל מנות, that was supposed to be brought on the outer mizbeah, you brought the blood on the inner mizbeah, or the opposite, וניתנים בפנים, שניתנם בחוץ, or stuff that goes on the inner mizbeah, you brought on the outer, or Pesach וחטאת, or let's say, or Pesach חטאת שנתן שלא נשמן, that what, that you sprinkle the blood shelon nishman. In all these cases, how do I know that if you brought the meat of these korbanot that were done wrong, outside mihayat tamud lomar lo yivienu laasot kol hametkabel bepeta oen moed hayvim alav b'chutz? Since all these cases, but the abad, if you brought it on the mizbeach, they would count, so they don't come down. Therefore, it's laasot. If they could be done, then you're going to be Hayav Lachutz. Hamed Kabbat Bidu Omed Lachayavim Lachutz. Good? Oh, Hamalek Kezayit Min HaOla. So you would have said, well, Hamalek Kezayit Min HaOla, if you brought a Kezayit from the Ola, I don't care if it's from meat and Emurim, because Barama, they both go on the Tuzbeah. Skibara says, Ola Ve'emureha'in. Shelamim Ve'emureha'im Lo. But it's must be Shelamim. Shelamim is only got to be part of the Emurim, because the Emurim go on the Tuzbeah. But if you mix eating part and the emurim part, it's not going to be stripped away kezayim, because it's got to be stuff that goes on the mizbeah. So we said, but that goes on the mizbeah. So it goes on the mizbeah, it's part of it, sits in the head. Here, the meat that's eaten doesn't go on the mizbeah. Correct, it's in there. I don't know, even if it falls off, you put it back on. Mashiach, the meat that the ba'alim eat, the ba'alim eat it, doesn't go on the mizbeah. So that's why you cannot mistarif it for the din of ha'alam. So Gemara says, Tanina, that is the Marwanan. We have a braita. What does it say in the braita? Ola be'emurim mistarfin kezayit alotan b'chutz. Good. Ola and emurim, you can mistarif the kezayit alotan b'chutz. And now the chayev on him mishum pigul. And also to be chayav pigul. Pigul, you have to have a kabana on a kezayit. Kezayit of the meat. So even if the kohen had a kavanah for pigul on half basar and half emurim, it'll make it pigul. Because bottom line, pigul is shayach to parts that go on the mizbeah. And since by ola, everything goes on the mizbeah, so you can make pigul even on those two parts. Notar, again, kezayit of notar. Let's say you have a kezayit of notar, it can be comprised of what? Hatsi emurim and hatsi basar v'tameh. Okay, so Gemara says, look at Rashi quickly. V'lechayev mishalim mishum pigul notar tameh kaskaratach v'ochel kezayit pasav emurim me'olat pigul o notar v'tumat aguf. Exactly. Which is to say, eri kezayit eating it. Eri kezayit of pigul v'chayav. Kezayit of notar. Kezayit of tameh. Why? Because all these items are shayach. However, the Gemara says, bishlamah ha'alat olah. The Khalil by Ola, I understand, because it's Khalil who goes on the Mizbeah. In Shilamim, no. Good. I understand why Shilamim, no. Ela, Pigul Venotar Vetameh. Which is when you want to tell me Ha'ala'a. Outside, I understand Shilamim, no, because that part doesn't go on the Mizbeah. However, when you want to tell me the law of Pigul, Notar, and Tameh, my Tama, why shouldn't it apply by Shilamim also? Ve'atinan. כל הפיגולים מצטרפים וכל הנותרים מצטרפים. Clearly, כל נותרים of any korban is מצטרף, and פיגול also is מצטרף. Kasha, pigul, pigul, kasha, notar, notar, notar. We have a contradiction. One place you told me by Shilamim you don't misteref notar. And one place you're telling me you can. One place you say you don't misteref pigul. One place you tell me you can. Pigul, pigul, kasha. Kam be pigul. Kam be machshevet pigul. Which means, there's a difference between pigul, which means, if it's, there's pigul itself, and then there's the machshava of pigul. What's the difference between Rashi? Rashi, first white line. Kam pigul yom pigul. Hadiktani mistarfin. That which we said, it's mistaref, be ochel pigul kam. I'm eating it. Ule tchayev hatat. which means I guess she ate a kezayit, half a kezayit of this of emurim, and half a kezayit of the basar. The gabe eating pigul, you're going to be screaming mistarev. V'adik tani ola in chilamim lo, but when it said ola yes and chilamim no, the mashivet pigul, meaning shim shachat ozarak. Al menat laktir hatsi zayit basar ona, the hatsi zayit memorim chutzmano pigul, which is to make pigul by an ola, the kabana could be half, because it's part of my old ola the mizbeach. Aba b'shlamim hishev leechol or laktir hatsi zayit basar emorim lo pigul shen machshevet achila benektarim v'machshevet achila benechalim. Which means, like this, if let's say the guy had a half, the coin had a kabanat to make pigul by a shlamim, half on the emurim, and half on the, I mean, now what was this guy, let's say his kabanat was, to eat it chutzim komo. Well, if it's to eat it, so it's not going to hal on the emurim pas. If his kabanat is to burn it chutzim zmano, then it's not going to go on the nechalim pas. Because you have part nechalim and part by ola, it's all nektarim and it's all nechalim, meaning the mizbeah is ochel and it's all nektarim. So therefore, hatsi for this, hatsi for that. So what? Which means if I have pigul, leechol chutz zmano. So therefore, it's all, both achira.
But if he had it in mind, leechol chutz zmano and to be
and mechir, if you have both, bidyuk, half for this, half for that, half leechol ze chutz zmano. And anyway, because both of them is all the same. Mashenka by shiramim, it's two different items. This is le'echol, and this is le'achtir. And therefore, when a guy is coming out, le'echol chutzis manno, it's only going to affect half of it. It's not going to affect the half of the mizbeah. Or le'achtir chutzis manno. It's only going to affect the achtir, it's not going to affect the... So to make pigul, it's not going to make a pigul. Oh, then what's enough given out? But to eating pigul, meaning what? Let's say the shilamim was pigul. How was the shilamim pigul? On the haktara stuff. What, once already the whole animal is pigul, now if you took a half of this and never ate it, it's supposed to be pigul. Not to make pigul. To make the pigul is only on the stuff that's going on the mizbeah. Meaning, the guy, whatever's going on the mizbeah, kavana le'echol chutz mano. Or the chutz komo, chutz mano. Oh, so that'll make pigul. Once you make pigul, the whole animal's pigul. Now, even if you eat half of this and half of that, it's going to be isur.
In that case, the emurim is never going on the mizbeah, so it should be mitzvah.
The emurim are going on the mizbeah. Oh, right.
Pigul,
right.
The whole animal's on the side.
So you
wouldn't
make
it.
So
it should be mitzvah. It makes sense that
you'll be higher. If you ate half of this and half of that, it's pigul. Since the whole animal became pigul now, so when you eat half of this and half of that, it's mitzaref. Look at that sheet.
Even though it's achilat,
yeah. Yeah, but you made it pigul, but how did you make it pigul for the emurim stuff? Once you make it pigul for the emurim stuff, the whole Quran becomes pigul. What's it mean? The animal's pigul now. Can the baalim eat their chelek?
No, but is it pigul for the baalim eat the chelek of gavua?
The whole animal is pigul. So they eat half of this and half of that. Bottom line says all the animal is pigul. The emurim are pigul, and his chelek is pigul as well. It wasn't made pigul through his entity. It was made pigul through the mizbeah's entity. But once raised mizbeah entity makes it pigul. Look at that sheet. She says, "Come be pigul, come be mashavet pigul. Hadik tani mistafin v'ochet pigul kamarut chayev chatat. Hadik tani ole." עולה אי שלמים לא במחשבת פיגול שאם שחט או זרק על מנת להקטיר חצי זית בשר עולה וחצי זית מאמורים חוץ לזמנו right, פיגול because why both go on the mizbeah אבל בשלמים חישב לאכול או להקטיר חצי זית בשר וחצי זית אמורים לא פיגל שאין מחשבת אכילה בנקטרים. אכילה מחשבה is not going to hit on the נקטרים and נקטרים is not going to hit on the אכילה. Good. Now we have to answer the notar question. What's the notar question? הנותר הקשה. כאן בנותר, כאן בשנתותרו Ad shelo nizrak hadam. Okay, let's get this question. What was the question? We had a stira for notar and notar. One case it said what? That only ola you mistarech for notar. Meaning if you got eight notar, kazayin notar, you can eat a kazayin of the emurim, a kazayin of the basar by ola, and you hayav notar if it stayed overnight. Mashaykin by shalamin. The other place said no, even by shalamin, notar is mistarech. You have a stira, so Gemara says no. Can that we said it's mistarech? Ben notar. It's only when you ate the notar. When you ate notar, the whole animal becomes notar. Okay. Even shalamim. Kan, that says only by ola. It's talking about what? Bin yitotru. Ad shalom is rakadam. Which means you have a kezayit, hatzizayit of basaza emurim. And the rest of the animal got burnt. Which means you lost the rest of the animal. Listen to this case of it. You have an ola, let's say. The whole ola got lost. What do we have left? One kezayin. What is that one kezayin made out of? Made up of hatsi v'hatsi. It's the only part that I've left. Okay. Ad shelo nizrak adam, and I didn't sprinkle the blood yet. Okay, I didn't sprinkle the blood yet. Now we're gonna have the nafkamina. By ola, does this kezayin belong on the mizbeach? Yeah. Hatsi emurim, hatsi basad. So I've left. Now, the law is like this. You don't sprinkle the blood unless you have a kezayit that will be matir. It's not worth to sprinkle the blood unless you have a kezayit that's going to be matir. I can't put the meat on the mizbeah unless I sprinkle the blood. I look at the stock. Do I have a kezayit left? You have a kezayit left. Sprinkle the blood. Yes or no? Now, once already the sprinkling is matir the basar for the mizbeah, now this basar is subject to notar. Therefore, if this basar now passes the duration, so it's going to be what? Hayav notar. Which the blood is matirit, and now, even the mixture. Mashi'enken by a shilamim. Let's say all the shilim got lost. Okay, I have half of this and half of that. What's the part that's going on in Mizbaya? Half a kezayit. This dam is not going to be matir, half a kezayit. Therefore, it's no notar on such a thing. There's only a notar on stuff that's ra'ui lemizbeah. Ra'ui lemizbeah is stuff that the blood can be matir. You're not going to sprinkle the blood in this case. Because it's only there. So therefore, that case is not going to become notar. Between if the animal became notar, they're going to be eating it. And if the animal became notar already, then I don't care if you eat half of this, half of that. Then I don't care. Once the whole animal stayed overnight, it's notar. I don't care what part he eat for kezayin. But legabeh, this law over here, of what? I only have a kezayin left. Well, the animal got lost. It's half and half. Legabeh, well, now what would I do at this point? Sprinkle. Sprinkle the blood, because you have a kezayin for the mizbeah. Oh, so that was, since this is a type of meat, that the dam would be matir, therefore there's no tar on such a meat. Hashayikah by shlamim, would I sprinkle in this case?
No.
No, because you don't have a kezayin for the mizbeah. So if it's, you're not sprinkling, it's not shayach for the mizbeah. Since it's not shayach for the mizbeah, there's no notar.
There's no redeem of notar when the korban gets lost if there's less than
kezayin. That's exactly what it's saying.
Umani.
That's good.
And who's the author of that statement? Umani. Who's the author of that statement? Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua Amir, kol ha-zvachim sheba Torah, shenishtayir mehen kezayit basar. All the korbanot of the Torah that you have left over, kezayit basar, uchzayit chelv, or you have a kezayit of chelv left over, zorek et adam. So you can be zorek et adam. Oh, what's the logic? Why can't you be zorek et adam? Shenishtayir mehen kezayit basar. Why kezayit basar? Because the dam is going to be matir achila. Either achilat adam or achilat mizbeah. Either one. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Because as long as you have a kezayit, whether it's achilat adam or achilat mizbeah, the dam is matir, beautiful. However, hatzizayit basar v'hatzizayit chelev. En zorek et adam. Then you can't zorek adam, because you don't have enough to be matir to a kezayit. However, ube'ona. But when it comes to ona, hatzizayit basar v'hatzizayit chelev, zorek et mivdeh shekula kalil. Since it's all kalil, it all goes on the mizbeah, so therefore you're going to be okay. Now before we go further, let's understand this other case part. Kol zvachim shenishtayir mehen kezayit basar, why does that work? Uzayit chedev, or kezayit chedev, zorek et adam. Shebekolet in nono term, kezayit basar, o emurim, eno zorek et adam. Also, it's either achilat adam or achilat mizbeach. Also, then why? So then why? Then the next case, yeah, hatzi zayit, but some hatzi zayit chedef. Ah, so by ola goes mizbeach. Yeah, we can die. By shlamim, it's hefef. Hefef does not enough. You need the kazayin of one of them together. Beautiful. Look at the last statement. Menha afilu kula kayemet lo yisrok. Whoa, the menha, but even if the whole mincha is intact, don't sprinkle.
Don't sprinkle what?
There's no sprinkling by mincha. Mincha is kumitz. What does he mean when he says the last statement? When it comes to mincha, even if the whole thing is kayam, I mean, you didn't lose any of the mincha, don't sprinkle. So the Buddha says, mincha, mayavita. What's wrong with mincha? There's no sprinkling by mincha. So the Buddha says, Amar Rabba minchat nesachim. It's talking about not the mincha flour, mincha nesachim, that comes with a zevah. That means if all you have left over is a kezayit of sprinkling, not sprinkling, of wine, let's say, that is not going to be enough to sprinkle. It's got to be a kezayit of basar. Even though, let's say, all the animal got lost, what do I have left over? A jug of wine. So you might have said, oh, a jug of wine now is still considered enough to sprinkle, because it goes on the Mizbeach. Kamash Bram, what? Menhat Nisim Ba'im Azebach, that you lost the Zebach. Right? The only thing you have left is that. It's coming to teach me, even though the Menha is coming with the Qurban, however, you don't sprinkle the blood because that's not considered the Qurban, the Kapara. And therefore, even if you have the whole Menha left, the whole Menha left over, I can sprinkle for a Kazayit of meat, but I cannot sprinkle for three log of.
Yeah.
Because the meat is the ikar that the sprinkling comes from. Not for the nisuch. Good.
Continue with a komitz. That's the kemitzav, the mincha, and the bona. That's the frankincense that was in the mincha. The ketoret. Ketoret is the spices, the incense. Umenhat kohanim, the regular mincha that the kohanim bring. Umenhat kohen mashiach, that's the mincha that the kohen gadol brings every day. Umenhat nesachim, that's the wine pourings on the mizbeach. Shekriv me'achat mehen kezayid b'chutz. So now we're talking about chutz legabe non-meat items. We're talking about legabe these other things that go on the mizbeach. So the din in the Mishnah is if you brought a kezayid of them in chutz, hayav, even though that there's leftovers, even though there's more of the Qurban, but once you brought a kezayit outside, you have to be el azar poter. Achi yakriv et kulan. Sounds like a straight up machloket. Rashi, halibona shel mincha, vaketoret shebechol yom, pras shachrit u pras shel ben arbaim. Half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Shektir kezayit men bachutz hayav. Kasabar, ki ketiv oto. When it says in the pasuk legabei chutz, it says the word oto. Al hashalem hu chayav, v'enu chayav al hachaser. So it's got to be something complete. Ashiur akhtara ketiv. What's the shiur? The minimum shiur of these things that you can bring on the mizbeach. Minimum is a kedav, v'anim kezayit. So it's a new shita. It doesn't have to be the whole thing. It's the whole shiur that's shayach to be putting on the mizbeach to be yotze. So therefore, if you put a kezayit on the mizbeach, you yotze. So therefore, kezayit chutz will be chayav. Rabbi Lazar, name, midelot parig alisha gabeola, hach name darishle oto ashiur aktara kerabbanan. Umiu ola delo mefsela bechesron. Dechol atzma bedam tiluya kapalata chaya bekezayit. Aval behane parig, which means Rabbi Lazar says over here. But he didn't argue in the other Mishnah, which was over here. He says, but it's mashmal agreed to Hachamim that normally the shiur is a kezayit. But over here, the gabek comets and these things over here, it's a it's kulan. Why? So he says, by ola, that the whole purpose of the kurban ola is kapara, the dam and the meat and everything. So therefore, kezayit is going to be okay. But behani padig, the kasabar komets kule hainu shiur aktarato. But he holds by these things to get kapara, you got to put the whole thing on the mizbeach. If this hasson is pasul, v'chekulam shkulam matirim him kol zman shlo karvu kulam. Lo avi aktara latzed ba'alim yedei chovatan. Good. So therefore, again, let's just review. We have a simple mishnah. We have non-sacrifices. So the first shita talekama says what? Kezayit, because the kapara is bekezayit. When it says oto, it's the shiur of kapara. These things is a kezayit. And Rabbi says, no, these things to get kapara, you need to put the whole thing. And if it's chaser, you don't get kapara. If we're outside, you don't chayav until you print the whole thing on the mizbeah. Okay, I'll check, leave it kulam. Fine. V'kulan, shekrib bifnim, v'shiyir mehem kezayit, v'kribo b'chutz chayav. In all these cases, if you would have sacrificed them inside, and all you had left over was a kezayit from these items, and you brought it outside, you're going to be chayav. Because everybody agrees, that's the whole thing. Which is, once already you brought 99% of it on the mizbeah, and you have one kezayit left over, that's the whole thing now. So everybody will agree, in that case, even Rabbi Elazar, that that's considered kulo. Because that's all you have left. Kezayit out. And therefore you'll be chayav in that case. V'chulan shehasru kotshu, and all of them, if let's say was hasir, which means let's say it got lost or got burnt, and therefore mamashtik, just ketoret, let's say is hasir, it's hasir intrinsically, v'kribo b'chutz patur. Rashi, v'chulan shehasru kotshu kodem haktara ayede ibud usrifa nefsidu b'chasronan. כדמה במנחות בן המנחה, פלנטה שחסרי ושחסר כומסה, והי כולן לה ולבונה קי. למפלג פליג בה במנחות, בלבונה שחסר. אוקיי, מה לבונה? זה question, if לבונה is kasher, if it's חסר from the שיעור or not. Just a good assumption, pennies, all you have to do is bring us one crystal of the לבונה, and it's okay. But on the other items, so if it's חסר, intrinsic, then there's no חיוב על חוץ. המקריב קדשים ואמורים בחוץ חייב. What's the question? So the Rashi says they're attached. Sheikriba basar bemurim mechubarim. You have meat that's attached to the sacrificial portions of the animal. Hayav. There's no chayuv on chutz on the meat that you eat. There's a chayuv on the emurim. The chadush is, even though the emurim are still attached to the basar, if it's chatzitza, no, it's not. If you bring it outside, you're hayav as well. Since the meat is attached, it's hayav. You would have thought maybe only emurim alone. Kavashvalan emurim attached to the basar, it's also going to be chayav. I think I will analyze every part of this mishnah. Tarul banan maktir kezayit bachutz chayav. What kas tarakama? Kezayit bachutz chayav. Hatzi paris bifnim patur. Lashi. Hatzi paris bifnim. לאו דווקא חצי פרס נקט, דו הדין לכזית, אלא פחות מכשיעור הקשר מצוותה נקט. Okay. What does that mean? If you brought half a paris, which means less than the shiur of the ketor, that's what it means. Hatsi paris is the
world. It was a half, no?
Paris is half. So half of a half. You brought less than a paris of the kezayit, but you didn't bring the full ketoret inside. That's what it means. Hatzi paris bifnim patur. What do you mean you're patur? You brought a quarter of the ketoret inside. Take. Now what does that mean? Patur from what? Kasakadadak, my patur. Patur zar. Since you didn't bring the whole ketoret, if a zar, if a non-kohen would have done that action, he's not hayav, because you didn't do anything. Since you didn't bring the full ketoret, the zar, right, you need the whole amount. The zar is not going to be hayav. That's what he's patur. Patur if a zar did this avodah, because it's not avodah. Rashi, kasul kadak my patur patur zar. Dila bezarut kamar my patur sheikh le bifnim. Exactly. What's patur bifnim? No hiyuvim in bifnim. Bifnim is supposed to put it there. My patar haktarai ha'tanah del kamev ala bachutz. Right. Which means according to this tanah, kezayin is enough. Didn't we just say kezayin outside? Hayav. That means because I didn't sign covers you. Says, ah, he brings a small portion of the ketoret, patur. Patur what? So we said, maybe patur mitam zar. No, there was no. Gemara says, zar. Amai, haktarahi. Why should a zar be patur? According to this opinion, it is a haktara. Even a shiur of kezait is considered a haktara. So therefore, if a zar brings a shiur of a kezait of ketoret, she be hayav. That can be patur. Amar bizera, amar v'chazda, amar birmiya, b'rabba, amar rav, my patur, patur sibur. That's what it means. The sibur fulfilled the obligation. Meaning it's good. Patar, meaning the sibur is fulfilling the obligation. That she says, the atzui de chumatam. You don't got to do it again. The kezayeti, haktara. Amar bizera, ikashali, hakashali. This is, if you want to make a question, this is the question that I have. Ha da amar Rav ala, that which Rav said on the statement beha afilu Rabbi Elazar modeh. Where the Ezer modeh? Deha Rabbi the Ezer lav aktarahi kamar. Rashi beha afilu Rabbi Elazar modeh. Oh, what do you mean? How can we modeh? Af al gav de paligi b'matitina b'chutz. Even though he told me in b'chutz kezayit is nothing, you got to put the whole thing out to be chayav. Modeu lahaytana b'haysefa b'tepatu sibur. The kashi ala amay modeu b'Rabbi Eliezer lav ahaktarai kamar b'tepatara la b'chutz. Exactly. Which is, I have a question. How could you? I mean, there's a statement on this. The Beha, even Rabbi Elazar is modeh. That what? That if you brought a kezayit inside, hasibur patar. Patar hasibur. How could we patar hasibur? If you're telling me that outside you're not chayav until you bring the whole thing, that means the kezayit is nothing. So how could you mean patar hasibur? So the Gemara says again, "V'i kashi akashi ha damar Rav." That's what Rav said. Allah, "Beha." In this case, over here, "Afilu Rabbi Elazar modeh." "Deha Rabbi Elazar lav haktara hikamar." It's not haktara. So if it's not haktara, how could the sibur be yosim with a kizayit? That's the question. Amar Rav, "Haktara dehechal." Oh, there's two haktarot over here. There's Haktarav de Echal, that's the regular ketoret that we bring every single day, and the Mizbach Zahav, or Mizbach Ketoret. Then you have the ketoret of Yom Kippurim, which is brought, Lifnai v'Lifnim, that's brought in the Kodesh Kodeshim. So now we're going to start discussing different ketorets over here. Now that which Rabbi Elazar said, you know, you're you bring the whole thing. Maybe he wasn't talking about the regular ketoret. Maybe he was only talking about the ketoret of Yom Kippur. What else is back? Haktarav de Echal, t'kula alma la peligi. No argument. Everybody holds that while that the regular ketoret, it's enough to bring a kezayit. Rashi. For a second word line. Amar Rav Haktara Dechal Shebechol Yom. Every day one. Shelo Ne'emar Bo Shi'ud. No Shi'ud in that. Ve'ay Pares Shi'ud Rabbananu Mode Rabbi Azad Bekezayit Avi Haktara. Exactly. Even a kezayit is okay. Dechayim Ve'ruchutz. O Nopsi Tzibuli Dechovatam Efniv. Umatnitin, and the matnitin is talking about good, and that's our Mishnah. Umatnitin kule resha v'sifat v'ra koli umaktar deichal b'ayi, which means we're talking about aktara deichal, and really everybody will agree that what that if you brought a kezayit outside, you're going to be hayat. There's no machloket in that case. What's the machloket in hakamim and be in hazad ki pelige? Haktara de pni. That's haktara of Yom Kippur. Haktara is brought inside. Temor sabar melo chofnav dafka. It says, Rabbi Elazar is going to hold when it says you have to bring melo chofnav. It means a fistful. Mamamash's hands filled. You can't bring any less. Temor sabar melo chofnav dafka. Chachamim will say, you have to be a little ofnav. Even if you want less than that, even if you want a kezayit of it, it's going to be okay. Rashi. Ki pedig b'mat nitin b'aktarad yom kippurim. Lifnai v'lifnim. Shnei emar bo shi'ur. Me lo ofnav davka. O'vantachat el tich b'chutz na milo mechayev ela shlema. Good. So the Machloket in the Mishnah is talking about if you took the Ketoret of Yom Kippur and you took a Kezayit and you brought it outside. Tarek Gemara is going to say, since we brought a Kezayit of it inside, it's okay. So Kezayit outside is going to be Hayav. Yeah, but it says Menachof Nav, Nav Dafka. And according to the Bir Azar, when it says Menachof Nav, it's Dafka. I mean, you got to bring the whole Ketoret. If you bring a Kezayit outside, it's not enough. The only argument is the Gabeh. Oh, so now we understand the Bright that said above. That if you brought a Kezayit, Patara Sibur. That even the Bir Azar will be more there. Because he's talking about the regular Ketoret. Amane Abaye, Veha Kika Ketiva Huka Behaktara Difnim Hu Dichtiv. We have a rule. Anytime it says the word Huk or Huka, Hukat Olam, that means everything that's written in the Pasuk is literal and it's Ma'akif. So how could you tell me that Milochofnav is Lavdafka? No, it doesn't mean Milochofnav. It means just bring Kezayit. What do you mean? It says Huka. I mean, anytime it says the word chukah, chukah means it's binding. So you can't tell me lav dafka. Right? That she says, Ve'a keti, ve'a chukah befnim keti, ve'a kedikhti v'ayta, lechem nechukat olam, nechaper. Devarim she'en nasim e'la achat b'shalav ve'chukah ikubahu. Every time it says the word chuk, it's an ikuv. So what are you going to do now? Well, it's okay, fine. We'll revamp the explanation. Ela amar abaye behaktara bifnim kula alma lo peligi. Everybody agrees haktara bifnim. You need the full shiur. When it says medachofnav, it's got to be medachofnav. Vimchesed yinat yotze. Ki perige behaktara dihus. The machloket is on the regular ketoret. Mor sabar yalfinan panim mihutz. Bir Azar is going to say, Yalfinam Panim Mihutz. Panim Mihutz. You're going to learn the inside from the outside. Umor Safar, lo Yalfinam. What's it mean, Yalfinam? Not Yalfinam, Nashi. El Amar Abaye. Bakhtara Bifnim Bikhula Alma lo Pelik. Means, Hakhtara Bifnim, everybody says, you need a Shi'ur. You need Melochofnav, Chukakitiv. Peligi Bakhtara Dehutz. Abaye namek rabba metaris la de baraita de mode bar bir azar baktara de hechal. That really he agrees. That is mode baktara de hechal. That what? That shi'ur is enough. Kazayit. Umatnitin baktara defnim. And our Mishnah is arguing on the inner ketor. That stays the same. Also, what's the machloket? Machloket is like this. ומיהו לא כתעמד רבה דאמר לרבנן מלוא חופניו לאו דווקא לכולעמה מלוא חופניו דווקא. Don't learn like you learned above. The above machloket we learned above is what? The machloket you say מלוא חופניו is דווקא or not. No. Don't learn like that. ובפנים לכולעמה לא פליג לשלמה בעינן. Which means everybody's going to hold that what? That בפנים you need it to be שלמה. So what's the machloket? Ki peligi kol shektir kezayit min haketoret shel chofnit penim bachutz. Ah, the case is talking about where you took a kezayit of the ketoret bifnim and you did it bachutz. Mor sabar yalfinan panim mihutz. Yaleft ketoret shel panim mektoret shel hechal. Ma haktara shel hechal bebama? That word "bamaz" there. Ma keton shel hechal, ma keton shel hechal. Bachutz bekezayit. After that, shpilim chayim alem bebama bekezayit. After that, the biruchta lo haktara u'il bechal havi haktara. She's like this. You know what the case is talking about? Everybody holds. You need when you bring in the keton bifnim, you need melochofnav. That would not argue. The question is, if you would take a kezayit of the keton penim and bring it outside, what's the machloket? Do you learn kezayit penim from chutz? And just like chutz, kezayit is hayav outside. Well, kezayit is hayav outside because that's the shi'ud. So therefore I'll say that just like chutz is a kezayit, so penim also will be hayav a kezayit. Even though that's not the shi'ud of hayuv. The shi'ud of hayuv is melochofnav. But if I say that I learn penim from chutz, and I say, ma chutz, the shi'ud is a kezayit to be hayav outside, afpinim, the shiur of chutz is going to be kezayin. That's going to be the shita of Tanakama. Rabbi Elazar is going to come along and say no. Lo yalfinan chutz mepinim, and therefore chutz is kezayin, but to be hayav the kippur one, it's the whole shiur. That's the machloket. Yeah, chukas inside. No. Ketoret is inside. Kul amal opinigi that to bring the ketoret on kippur inside, you gotta be hayav only when you brought the whole thing. And everybody agrees that by the regular ketoret, kizayit is enough. And when it said patar sibur, it's the kul amal that says the sibur is patur. We're discussing a new case, which we never discussed before. Bringing the ketoret of kippur outside. Ah, bringing the ketoret of kippur outside is kizayit enough. And what's the machloket? Do you learn panim from chutz or not? So comes the Gemara and says, Ama Rava, Rava says, cannot be. Hashta, chutz mi chutz lo yalfe rabbanan, panim mi chutz mivre. The Gemara is going to show you that even chutz, from two items that are brought outside, the rabbis don't learn one from the other. Now you're going to tell me they're going to learn panim to chutz? If things that are similar, chutz to chutz, they're not going to learn. You tell me they're going to learn panim to chutz? Mahi? Where do you see the rabbis don't learn chutz to chutz? Netanya. Yechon, hama'ale pachot mekezayit komets, upachot mekezayit emurin, v'menasech pachot meshloshet lugin yayin, פחות מגימל לוגין מים יהיה חייב תמוד לומר לעשות על השלם חייב ואין הוא חייב על החסר. These are all the cases over here. You have a guy brings less than a kezayit of komets, or less than a kezayit of emurim, or menasech yayin, less than three log, or less than three log of mayim. All these cases, if you brought them outside, the din is you're patur. פחות משוש לוגין דאיפיו כמה זיתים. Let's talk about the wine. Less than three log, the din is what? Patur. Now, in less than three log of wine, you have a kezayit. Why didn't the rabbi say you should be hayab? Because just like on chutz, on ketoret of chutz, the shoot is a kezayit. So this is also chutz. This is also something that's brought on the outer mizbeach. So you should say, ma ze kezayit, av ze hayab. Because so if the rabbis don't learn chutz to chutz on items that go on the outer mizbeach, they're going to learn panim to chutz.
Even though it's
liquid, it's different. Oh, that's the Gemara's answer. So the Gemara's going to say, Ela Amarava. So the first answer, so therefore, the Gemara cannot accept that. How could you tell me that the rabbis are going to say that they learned panim mechutz, the ketoret panim will be shi'ur bekezayit bechutz? Just like chutzes, like the cut of the chutz. They don't even learn chutz to chutz. They don't learn korban to nesachim, which is on the outer mizbeach. They can learn panim to chutz. So, Ela amarava kegon dekaba'inu shne hatzae peras b'mana. The case is talking about that we're talking about the regular. So therefore it can't be. So now we're back to the square one again. Ela is a rejection of everything we just said. I'm going to tell you a new answer. That everybody holds, we're talking about the ketoret of the Echal, the regular ketoret of all year long. And everybody's going to say that what? You would say with a kezayit. And then you don't need the whole thing. And therefore, you want a kezayit outside, patara sibur. And that's going to kula alma. So what's the machlok in the Mishnah then? Defeated kezayit in the whole thing. So, look at this, the kabayinu, the case is talking about the Mishnah. Shnei chatzai peras b'mana. What did you put? You put half the ketoret, or two halves of the ketoret, in a keli. What is it? Mor sabar, kibi'ut mana milletahi, mor sabar, la milletahi. Okay, what did you do? You put the ketoret in a keli. Well, less than the shi'ur. Because they used to put it in a special keli. So they put it in a keli. They used to walk into the hechal. So Mor Sabar, Bi'e Le'azar holds what? Kibi'ut manam miltahi. that when you put it in the keli, even if you put it shiur pras, the keli makes the ketoret kodesh, and therefore even if a mashu becomes missing, it becomes pasul. Hilkach in chayuv al aktarata b'chutz ela im kenektin et kula umor sabar lab miltahi ואף אם נתן בכלי כתורי כשול פרס, ואחר כך הכתיר כזיים מתוקה, יצא ידי חובה. Just like this. Everybody holds you need to put a כזיים. That's why I put in a kelly three כזיים. פרס, it's more than a כזיים. So be it as that holds, once you put it in the kelly, that becomes the new shiur of the כתורת. Because the kelly is מקדישת, and therefore, if you מחסר a little of this piece over here, you're not יוצא. Really, all you have to put in the keli is a kezayit, to everybody. If you put a kezayit in, you'd be chayav. Therefore, if you chutz, it's chayav as well. What did you do in this case? You put more in the kezayit. You put a pras in there. Pras is more in the kezayit. Hakamim say, so what? I don't care how much you put in there. Just take a kezayit of that and put it in there. And the leftovers, do whatever you want with it. So the shiur is still a kezayit. However, according to the Bir Azari, he's going to say, no. In the case where you put more in the kezayit, the keli is mekadesh now. Don't get taught it. And in that case, if you were mehaser from the shi'ur, you're not going to be yotzeh. And in that case, he said, to be hayav outside, you have to bring the whole thing. Because since in this case over here, where the keli received the whole thing, so to be yotzeh ketor, in that case, we have a mahlokan on the outside. Normally speaking, shi'ur is kezayit inside, the hayav is outside, is kezayit also. Shaila is, but let's say the keli received more than a kezayit, then you're going to have a mahlokan hakamim and rabbi al-hazar. Hakamim is going to say, so what? Just take a kezayit from the keli, and the leftovers, whatever you do with it. The man says, no. You have pras in the keli? It's kodesh now. Now, if you mehasid even a little of it, you're not yotzei the ketoret. Now the shiur of this ketoret is now full of whatever the keli is. Okay, so that's the mahalok in the Mishnah. And that's what the Braita is good. Braita that said, Sibur is yotzei bekezayit. It's true. You are yotzei bekezayit. It's a normal case. This case is different. Hagibara says, Amarava. Rava says like this. Something that comes out of this now. Amarava hashta leman de amar kivi'uta de mana velo klumhu. According to the opinion that says, Hakamim, that the kivi'uta de keli means nothing, which means you always go with the shiur, I don't care how much you filled up the keli. Kava shisha lepar. Let's say you filled up the keli 6 log of yayin for a par. Now, how much does the par need? Umashach mehen arba'a. And you took 4 out, and you drew 4 out of the 6. Vikriban behutz hayav. Now, why? Vikriban behutz hayav shereuyin la'ayil. 4 log is a shi'ud of chiyuv, not legabe par. Shlosha lapar. But it's arba'a the ayir. So therefore, if you filled it up, let's say 6. The keli doesn't sanctify all 6. And therefore, I brought 4 out, I'll be chayav. Because 4 is a chashuv shi'ur legabeh in ayir. Good. I don't have 6. 4 is good. Kaba arba'a the ayir. I filled up, let's say, a keli, a 4 for an ayir. Umashach mem shlosha. And I poured out 3, v'kliban b'chutz, and I brought it outside, I'll be chayav. Why? Shiluyim l'kivis. Right? 3 is good for the kivis. Hasru kolshu v'kliban b'chutz patur. However, if I brought less than 3, so then already I'm patur, because there's no korban that's less than 3. So hasid even a kolshu is 2.9, so therefore nothing. The point is, according to this opinion, according to the other opinion that says, no, once you put it in the keli is mekadesh. Now it's 6. So you see, now you have a chumrah here. That we say that you don't got to bring 6 to be chayav. Even though you fill up the keli, now it becomes a 6 item. Say no. You go according to the regular standards. 4 for this, 3 for that, and as long as you want a shi'ur of shayach somewhere, you'll be chayav on. So we don't say that, you're not going to be chayav until you bring 6 now, because the keli was mekadesh the 6. Okay, that's the first version. Rav Asher now is going to tell you another derech. Rav Asher is going to say, well, what was your problem? Let's go back to the sugya. we had a Mishnah, a Braita. The Braita said, if you brought a Kezayit of the Ketoret, Patur. We want to buy Patur. Patur HaSibur. So now, Patur HaSibur. Rabbi Elazar agrees to that. He told me that you're not Hayav outside until you bring the whole thing. And now you're telling me that if you Yotze with a Kezayit inside, doesn't make any sense. So Rabbi offered an answer. Rabbi said, no. Everybody agrees that the shi'ur to be yotze with a regular ketoret is a kezayit. And therefore, if you bring a kezayit outside, you're going to be hayav. What was the machloket? The machloket was on the inner ketoret. Going back to that answer. The ketoret of Kippur. That if you bring a kezayit of the ketoret of Kippur outside, are you going to be hayav or not? And what's the machloket based on? Do you learn the inner ketoret? Do you learn the outer ketoret to teach you about the inner ketoret? Just like the outer ketoret is a kezayit, outside to be hayav. So to the inner ketoret, I'll say hayav. That's not a kama. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, I don't learn the inner ketoret. The outer ketoret is kezayit, and the inner ketoret is the complete. That's the machloket. So the Gemara asks, what are you talking about? According to the rabbis, they don't learn chutz to chutz. They're going to learn prit to chutz. When they came to the yayin, the rabbi said, yayin less than three log that you brought outside, it's not considered hayav. Why? There's a kezayin in there. We should say, just like if you were a kezayin of meat, you'll be hayav outside. So to a kezayin of ketoret outside, you'll be hayav. So to a kezayin of wine. So Gemara asks, they don't learn chutz to chutz. They're going to learn prim to chutz. The Mishnah is going to come to answer that question. The Mishnah is going to say, what's the question? Like you answered right away. Rabbi She'amar, Nisuch mehaktara, lo yalfe rabbanan, afagav dechutz mechutz, lo yalfe. Haktara mehaktara yalfe, afagav dechutz mepnim. Which means, he's not going to learn chutz to chutz, because you're learning meat to beverage. Meat to nisuch. Those are different items. But he'd rather learn chutz to pnim on items of haktara, which means both are ketoret. Which means that he says you have no problem. There's no question. The reason why he doesn't learn chutz to chutz is because the items are different. It might be the same mizbeach, but it's different items. This is haktara and this is nisuch. So if we, no problem that he doesn't learn chutz to chutz because it's different items. It's apples and oranges. It's haktara and it's nisuch. Mashenken, what he learns. Pneem to chutz, that's good, because at least both of the items are talking about ketoret. So different ketoret to ketoret, even though they might be on different korbanot. So for your question is not a question, therefore the answer remains, that Rava's answer can be legitimate, that what? That really, when it comes to the regular ketoret, everybody says the shiur is a kezayit. Kezayit inside, a kezayit outside. And where's the machloket? That if you brought a kezayit of kippur's ketoret, outside. Tarakama is going to learn the ketoret of Kippur from the ketoret of regular. Even though it's penim techutz, it's ketoret of fahot. At least it's the same item. And therefore they'll say, mazeh chutz is kezayit, avzeh is kezayit. And the bana and the biaza is not going to learn from the...